I kind of think of myself as fit-ish. I'm open about my age. I'm 56, so I'm in that bracket now where, yeah, is right, when even kneeling down to do my shoelaces is getting harder, let alone recovering from any exercise at all. With me is Rocco Pascali. Now, Rocco is one of those fit, good-looking guys that you see around the place and think, that reminds me of me about 3 years ago. No, not really. You're a lot younger than me, mate. How are you?
Very good, Paul.
Very good. Just pop up closer to the mic there, Rocco. Rocco, you're a fitness trainer who specialises in, a lot of us are over 50. I'm talking about quite a few of our listeners are around that age, 50 plus, as you've been listening for a while now. What happens to your body when you hit my age? Why have I got, you know, you can call it whatever you want, really. I call it just, you know, it's fantastic. But why have I got this? Why have I got this lump under my ribs?
Well, firstly, thank you for the generous comments before I'll take those. And I'm not far off the 50 mark myself. So
is that true?
Not too far off. Not too far off. So the pudge. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, we're talking
here?
About the pudge. Why the hell have I got this? Yeah. I do live badly sometimes. What is it? What am I doing wrong? Or is it just age?
It's a combination. All right.
Because I'm a skinny guy.
You actually are. I can actually see that.
Yeah.
It's a combination and it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle thing. Now, by the time you get to the age of 50 or thereabouts, it's taken its toll because it takes time to get to that stage where it just
it's
does.
It's been a life work.
Yeah. It doesn't happen overnight. So you've actually earned that. All right. But right. We actually can.
So it's my fault.
It is your fault. I'm putting that on you.
All right. So a little bit of pudge here. When I run, which isn't often, or walk heavily, I can feel, you know, movement, like as in, you know, things don't sit where they should, you know, and the stomach's bouncing around and the pecs have become not pecs anymore. I don't know what the hell they are now. So what do I do? What's sarcopenia? What the hell is that? Have I got that? If we, as over 50-year-olds, have we all got?
What is that? So basically what it is our bodies start to degenerate from the age of 30 onwards. So we start to, if we're not stimulating our muscles and not exercising and not working out on a semi-regular basis, our bodies start to go backwards. That's basically in a nutshell.
Okay.
So we start to lose a little bit of muscle mass, and even our bone strength starts to reduce. So that's where we can always reverse that, by the way, and we can actually get on the other side.
Now,
absolutely.
Someone who's 50 or 60 years old, they can reverse that now.
Absolutely. What we can do is we can start working out on a regular basis, right? And I'll go through that a little bit in detail, and we can actually halt that whole sort of degeneration side of things. And get ourselves back to a stage where we become much more able and capable.
What's the benefit of actually halting it? If you don't halt it, what are we looking at? What are the yings and yangs of all this? What's good about this, doing this?
What happens is that all the things that we take for granted when we're younger, simple things can be like walking, getting up off the ground, going to the toilet, getting up off that. All the little basic things that we start to do as we get older are going to start to get a little bit harder.
Okay.
We're going to start to feel the creaks coming in.
Yeah.
And we're not going to be able to potentially go into our older years and keep to being able and functional and practical and independent.
So how much work? So over here, right, I'm going to lean away. Describe what you see in my hand.
Oh, wow. Nice big family block of Dairy Milk Cadbury chocolate is what I say. Yep.
Is this part of the, is diet really part of the problem when you're older? I used to be able to knock one of these off in a radio shift, right? So it's 5 hours. So that's only, and it's what, 180 grams. So that's only 30 grams of chocolate, 40 grams of chocolate an hour. That's not bad.
It's not good either. It's not good either.
And that's the end of the interview. So is it onerous, like to the point where you think, oh God, this is all too hard? Because to me, you know, I'm thinking, oh, come on, man.
Nah, it's not too hard. Honestly, you know what it is? It's about balance. That's really what it comes down to.
All right, that's encouraging.
Yep. And look, nutrition does play a huge part. It really does. And I think sometimes it gets a little bit overcomplicated. Like it is as simple as calories. Surplus of calories is what a lot of people tend to do.
Yeah, but all right. So there are people listening right now, and me included, who are not going to count calories no matter what you do. you can give me an, or fact sheets and you give me a calculator, you buy me a new car, I still won't do it. I just won't.
No, that's, and that's fair enough too. And you know what? I don't want you to, because that becomes onerous. Like it's too much. Yeah, you don't want to go too full on with that.
Yeah.
What you want to do is you want to just have that balance where you can still enjoy the finer things in life. We're, absolutely. That's, you've got to enjoy the finer things. It's what it's about. But you just need to counter it a little bit, especially as we get that little bit older, which all means right. a little bit of exercise.
Yeah. Okay. I suppose it opens up to injuries too. And it, one of the big in healthcare, one of the big signs of something going quite wrong is a fall, where you do a hip or something like that. The prognosis isn't great for that sort of stuff. So you want to prevent that sort of thing. You want to keep your core strength and stuff like that. And these are terms I don't really totally understand. Why is what, if you're listening right now, you say, oh, this fitness isn't for me. Well, feel free, fall over. That's fine. There's, I don't want to be sick as an older person.
Yep. And I concur with that. Like it's, and it's not even just about, being sick. It's, like I said, it's about getting into our older years and still being independent, being able to move around and do the things that we used to be able to do.
Tell me something. Yep. This is, okay. So right now I'm thinking, oh God, it sounds like hard work. All right. You're saying, no, it can be with balance. What are some of the mistakes then that people over 50 make when they start exercising?
First and foremost, they try and do too much.
Okay.
So there actually is, you don't have to go crazy with your exercise.
Yeah.
If you go too hard, too early, especially when you haven't done anything for a while, what's going to happen is this, is you're going to become sore. You're going to resent the fact that you've actually done some exercise.
Yeah.
You get what's called DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. It becomes, can become quite sore.
Yeah, 2 days afterwards, I get
correct,
that.
Correct. Yeah. It's 2 days after. And it's because you haven't done anything for such a period of time.
Yeah,
then
you've
gone in and all of a sudden thought that, oh, I'm going to change the world in one day.
Yeah. I've noticed if I do a walk at, say, Morialta, Rocco, and, you know, and then I do another one 3 days later and then another one, and then I'm quite conditioned quite quickly. And that feels good for my mental health and also my body. And I know that you're saying that we degrade very quickly. I can't get rid of this gut. I really can't get rid of it. And have you got any ways of getting rid of, I haven't got a huge gut. I don't want you to think I'm portly if you're listening out there, but I'm not portly.
No, you're not. No. You're not. And I was going to say, I'm looking at you straight in the eye right now. And I can also see that you're not.
But I don't like it.
Yep.
How can you get rid of it?
Yep.
And this is male and female. How do you get rid of what I like to think of as puppy fat?
Yep.
Because I'm young.
It really, the nutrition side of things really comes into it, honestly. I know you don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. It is the truth. And I'm not going to lie about it. So the nutrition goes hand in hand with the exercise.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
We can get you into the gym, into a club. We can get you exercising. We can get you working out, cardiovascular, lifting some weights, doing all your core. That's great because it's going to stimulate those muscles. It's going to make you stronger. It's going to make you fitter. Yes, it's going to burn some calories.
Yeah.
What happens, though, is this. You're burning fuel.
Yeah.
What happens when you burn fuel, like in a car, you have to replenish.
Yeah.
When you start exercising, you actually start burning a little bit more fuel. So what happens is people then overconsume a little bit too much, even though they're exercising.
Got it, yeah.
So it's a balance. It's a fine balance that we need to find with the individual.
I know that I've got myself into some bachelor habits, all right, chocolate and soft drinks being two of them. This is a sedentary job.
Yep.
There's three, you know, so there are some risk factors, cardiac disease in the family. There's another one that – so if you're out – diabetes. So if you're out there and you want to get into it, what's your advice to anyone – out there right now who's thinking, look, I'm a little bit sluggish. I'm aching or whatever. You know, they've got, what is it? Sarcopenia.
Yes.
Jeez. That's something I didn't even know I
it's
had.
It's a fancy word, but yeah.
So how do you get that motivation? How do you get that spark going, Rocco? That's really what I want to know today.
Okay. First and foremost, you got to ask yourself a couple of questions. And the first one is, how important is it to you? Like, where are you at right now? Mm-hmm. And how important really is it to you? And you can look yourself in the eye, in the mirror, when you ask yourself that question. If it's really, really important to you, then what you need to do is you need to go and seek out some professional help. Okay. And what I mean by that is I don't like seeing people just walk into a gym without having done anything for such a long period of time.
Hello.
And they go in there and they try and change the world overnight. And then you get the delayed onset muscle soreness in a couple of days' time and you resent it, you're sore, you're tired, and then you don't go back.
Well,
and it becomes an endless
cycle. Yeah.
It really does.
Guilty, Your Honour.
Yep.
Done it. Yeah.
So,
all right.
Yep. So what you do is seek a professional out. There's so many personal trainers out there.
Such as yourself, for
correct,
example.
Yeah, correct, correct. Yeah. And look, I'm part of the EFM Health Clubs Network. Yeah, We've got 27 clubs around Adelaide. Mm. So there's plenty of us around, and they're all professionals and experts in their field. They can all help. Seek one out. Jump onto the website. Get in contact with them. Have a chat to them about what you want to do, where you're at, and what you want to achieve.
Is it ever too late, though? Like, is there a point you reach where you think, oh, no, it's not going to make a difference?
It's never too late.
So never. Even if you're in your 70s?
If you're in your... I have trained people that are in their 80s and 90s, and we've got those across our network right now.
I can hear people listening saying, oh, but they would have been fitness freaks already. No,
not at all. Not when you're looking at currently we've got a 90-plus-year-old person that didn't start training with us until they were 67 years old. So there you go,
What was their motivation? What was their spark? Did they have a health scare? See, I would need a health scare.
Health scares tend to do it, absolutely. Yeah. What also happened with this particular person, it becomes a bit more of a social thing as well. That's really important, which I want to touch on as well. So he was getting a little bit older. Had a bit of a family incident that happened as well. And going and joining a club like one of ours, for instance, he became a part of the community. And along the way, he managed to get himself up to the stage where he's now in his 90s. And he's still driving around, walking around.
How's he looking?
I reckon he looks fantastic.
Is he pretty sharp?
He is. Yeah. And you know what? Yeah. Touch on wood. I hope I can get there to that same level. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah. All right. Okay. If you... thinking of doing this, what about, do you need a medical checkup? You know how they sometimes say, check with your doctor before you do such and such. Is that true?
There is an element of truth to that. And look, there is a duty of care, obviously. Yeah. And we care about our members, the people that we train. So if someone comes into us and first and foremost, we have a look on their exercise questionnaire and they've got some issues there potentially with heart disease or have had a heart attack or diabetes. Mm. If we get concerned with that, then yes, we are going to ask them to go and see their GP.
Got it. All right. All right, mate. So really there is hope no matter what your age, no matter what your physical state. So if someone's listening right now and they have been told their BMI is way over scale, right, so their body mass index is big, or they're feeling lousy because they just, haven't got very good mobility. You're telling me that it's still something you can improve on, whether you're over 50 or over 70 or even 90. Yeah?
Absolutely, okay. You can. Right. Absolutely. There is no limit. The only limitation, Paul, is in the individual's mind.
Well, that's a huge hurdle though, Rocco. That's it. Because I can hear myself now, right now, I've got you on as a guest, and I'm outwardly making excuses to you, but I, like a big sook, saying, and I know I don't want to have a gun. I know I don't want to die early. What does it mean to you? That's ultimately it, isn't it? Well, like you said.
What does it mean to you? Like, how important actually is it to you to want to make that difference? Like, if you want to get a
tomorrow,
result.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, we'd love that. Even yesterday. So,
I'll get onto it. All right. So if you are out there and thinking that you want to get fit, Rocco himself is one of many fitness trainers around the place. If you want to get yourself a fitness trainer, by all means do it. Does it cost anything to ring anyone, like a fitness trainer?
Absolutely not. Well, with us, you just jump onto our website, efm.net.au, register your details. One of our coaches will get in contact and you have a discussion over the phone. About like what we've done here.
Yeah.
What are your concerns? What do you want to achieve? And how can we help you?
Look, I'm going to indulge me for a sec, right? So you and I have now met. I say I want to get fit. What's the first thing you'd do with me? Seriously, what would you do to get me in shape? Because I'm not.
Okay. So you've managed to come into my club. Yeah. Is that what we're saying?
Okay. We'll go there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We've managed to get you in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you through what I call
hell.
Nah, not quite. Well, you might think that.
I'm sorry. No, I'm just being flippant. I'm just mucking around because it actually makes me anxious.
Yeah.
Fair
enough. Look, that first session, we call them sessions. The first session that I'm going to put you through is really for me to get an idea of where you're at. Like, I need to know what your fitness is like.
But how will you do that? What will you do?
I've got a set actual workout that I will put you through. I know because I've worked with so many people over the years now. Yeah. It's pure knowledge. So I will work you through. We'll do different types of exercises, whether it be cardio, whether it be strength, core. There's a number of different platforms that we're going to touch on.
Gotcha. All right.
And it's not going to be overly difficult.
Okay.
Right?
No, because you don't want it to be prohibitive. Correct.
Yeah. Again, it's about me getting an idea of where you are at, what your capabilities and abilities are. And then on the same token, it's also for you to get an idea about how we operate.
Do you get people who would feel a bit self-conscious or embarrassed?
Yeah, happens all the time.
Because I would think I would.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That does happen. And that happens anywhere.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
It? Yeah.
You know, it's all about coming in. We make you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you are each one of our members that's in there. Everyone is as important as each other.
Sure. Why? Sure. Yeah. Rob's just written in, is there such a thing as skinny fat? You sound like you're describing, as in Paul, you just sound like you're describing skinny fat. Like you're a skinny fat person.
Yeah. Look, there is a terminology there for that.
I've been called that.
Yeah. There is a terminology for it. And there is some truth to it. So somebody that sort of, I guess looks a little bit more on the thinner side or skinnier side doesn't necessarily mean that they're actually healthy.
When you take the strapping off, it's a bit like that. You know what? I'll think about this. Rocco, you've been a good sport today. Rocco Pascali from, You can give them a plug.
Yep, but EFM Health Clubs, we've actually just celebrated 30 years in the industry this year. We're an Adelaide-born franchise. We're all over Australia. We've got nearly 50 clubs around the place, but 27 of them in and around Adelaide.
Gotcha. Let me just ask my producer here, Justin. Is Caesar wanting to ask Rocco a question? Yeah, all right, we'll do that. Are you happy to? Let's put you on the spot.
Sure.
Yeah, because basically that's what live radio is all about. Caesar, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Hi, Caesar.
I've just been listening to your chat, and it makes so much sense. I'm in the probably same basket that Paul's in at the moment, the motivation side of it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. It makes so much sense when you hear these people daily talk about do this, do motivation, you know, move, exercise. I've just put a Mrs. Max butter chicken pie in the oven.
Hey, put two in.
Small can of Coke, and I know that the light I'm going to get from that is unbelievable. How far would I have to walk to get that off?
Oh. You'd have to deliver it here.
If I came from North Adelaide down Montefiore Hill into the square back home.
Rocco, that's for you, Rocco. What do you think?
Oh, I don't have a calorie counter on me. I'm thinking it's going to be quite a fair way.
That, it makes me quite nervous when you talk about this sort of motive. And I know exactly what you're saying about the benefits.
Yeah.
But I'd rather go on a Tinder date than try and go a personal trainer.
See, no, you know what? And Caesar's not... Altogether, see, I can relate to what Caesar's saying. Part of the reason, Caesar, I've asked Rocco here is because I can really relate to the topic. And I was thinking, you know, maybe this will be good for listeners, but also for me. But I can feel this reluctance and anxiety. And that's what I want to talk to you about, Rocco, is how the hell do blokes like me and Caesar, who are in similar positions, who know the theory, overcome that psychological bump? Can you...
Yeah.
Give us a hint as how to stop doing that. He's going to have a chicken butter pie, for God's sake, Caesar, you lucky
bugger. You know what?
Guess what, Paul?
Yeah.
Christmas is only 6 weeks away as well.
Oh, you ripper, baby.
Correct. you know, guys, you know what I can say to you right here, right now, is don't make it a chore. I think that's one of the biggest things is this whole exercise thing and getting into it, it doesn't have to be a chore. I'm certainly not saying that you have to go and train every single day. We don't want that. What we want is for you to be able to go and do something at least twice a week, maybe three times if you can find the time. Yeah. That's it. It's not overly onerous on your time.
Okay.
So it's as simple as that.
Caesar, thanks for your call, mate. Good luck with your pie. And look,
pleasure and pain, isn't it?
Pleasure and pain. Seriously though, Caesar, do you get that? It's about what it means to you. I don't know if you've had any health scares yet. I haven't, but.
I haven't.
I think I would respond very quickly to one if I did.
I reckon I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
This thing coming as well, whatever's happening down the track. I reckon I hear it too commonly now, people in my age bracket, that are having serious health scares.
Damn right.
And it's already...
And that scares the hell out of me.
And it's already in your mindset, Caesar. I can hear it. It's already in your mindset. So you're better off trying to be proactive about it and actually starting something now rather than when you... Well, knock on wood, you don't. But if you were to happen to get that health scare... Do it now.
Mm.
Can I start January 1?
Why not start tomorrow?
That's the problem I'm having, buddy.
it's honest to God, Caesar could be my twin with this conversation, and I reckon there would be a lot. Are we the toughest cohort for you, 50-something blokes? Would that be true?
Look, it's common. Honestly, common. It really is.
All right.
So, but again, it comes down to how important it is to you to make that change.
All right. Caesar, so good luck, mate.
What I'll do, I'll go get a carrot up the fridge as well.
Good man. Yeah. A bit of balance. Yeah.
All right, mate.
Hey, you know what? I've just had a thought while I'm sitting here. You know, those moments when I don't know, I think it's relating to Caesar, what he said. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't want to be the pie eating, chocolate hoarding grub that I can be sometimes. I'm actually thinking, leave your details with Justin here and I will give you a call. And I know this is a station which works on advertising sometimes, but, and I'm not doing it for EFM. I'm going to do it for myself and then take a bit of a plunge here. A bit of a plunge. Oh, God.
Paul,
what am I saying? I've committed
it. Absolutely, oh, do it. You've said God. It. You've done it. Oh, it's on air. Everyone out there, all the listeners, they've just heard it.
All right. Well, I don't want to die. Look, Rocco, isn't it funny? Right now, I'm thinking I've got to have a break and some chocolate. And you know what? That's okay. Like you said, I haven't even opened the pack yet. It's nearly 2 o'clock. 822-3000. We can talk anything you like here. Just before you go, Rocco, Alison's written in, how much do personal trainers cost?
Oh, they do vary. They do vary. So you can go at the top end and you can have the one-on-one personal training, which is going to be a premium, but that's solely focused on you as an individual one-on-one. Then you've got the other end of the scale where you can go into a normal commercial gym, right? But that's more of a facility where you just go in and use it. I am obviously spruiking EFM a little bit here, but we fit right in the middle. Because
what does that stand for, EFM? What's that?
It actually started off as Executive Fitness Management back in 1991.
Right.
Yeah. But we fit in the middle because you're actually getting a personal trainer. It's in a group environment, small group environment, but at a fraction of the cost of what it is to actually have a one-on-one PT.
It'll be nice to not get rolled back into the water this summer. When I'm on the beach, that'll be very good. Rocco, it's been great meeting you. I'm sorry that we've taken a little bit of the mick, but it's, you know what it is? It's anxiety. It's 50-something-year-old bloke anxiety that's making me sort of hedge around this. I know it's important. I really appreciate you being a good sport with this, because I know I've not made it totally easy for you.
Ah, that's okay, mate. It's not meant to be easy. That's fine. At the end of the day, you know about it. You know who we are. We can help you out and it doesn't have to be a chore.
Good on you. So. Rocco Pasquale there, he said from EFM, but we're talking about all trainers. We're talking about fitness of all of our listeners here. Rocco, thanks very much, mate.
Thank you very much for having me, Paul.
How about that? So now I'm going to feel tremendously conflicted when I go for the chocolate, and that's got to happen soon. It's got to happen soon. There's only 3 hours in the shift left. And that calorific loading will be huge if I do it all at once.